This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities in the besieged ruins of Mariupol say that about 300 people died when a Russian airstrike blew up a theater where hundreds of civilians were sheltering. If confirmed, that catastrophic loss of civilian life could further crank up pressure on Western nations to step up military aid. The death toll for the March 16th attack came in a post on the city government's Telegram channel Friday that cited eyewitnesses. It's not immediately clear whether emergency workers had finished excavating the theater ruins or how witnesses arrived at the horrific figure of lives lost. The war in Ukraine has now been underway for a month, with cities under a relentless Russian bombardment and thousands dead on both sides. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Residents of Kharkiv, engulfed in smoke as they try to douse flames consuming their homes. In the capital, Kyiv, it's a warehouse leveled by Russian shelling. It's been quieter so far in Odessa on the Black Sea, but Ruslana Baksheva says she can hardly believe what the Russians are doing to her country.
It's absolutely terrible, and it's absolutely... cannot come in my brain.
Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko, the former heavyweight boxing champion, says it's been a month of tragedy, courage, and great purpose. And Ukrainians have shown what freedom and unity mean for us. The United Nations estimates more than 3.5 million Ukrainians have been forced to flee the country entirely, and more than half the country's children have been forced from their homes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, the United States and the European Union announced a new partnership to reduce the continent's reliance on Russian energy. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. UN human rights monitors in Ukraine are condemning the use of explosive weapons and indiscriminate attacks by Russian military forces on civilians and civilian infrastructure as probable violation of international humanitarian law. Alicia Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Since Russia invaded Ukraine 1 month ago, the United Nations Human Rights Office reports at least 1,081 civilians have been killed and some 1,707 injured. It says it is difficult to get an accurate count on the number of casualties during a brutal ongoing war. However, what is certain is that the death toll in human suffering in cities, towns, and villages across Ukraine is increasing day after day. The head of the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Matilda Bogner, says the biggest area of concern is the wide use of explosive weapons in populated areas.
Private houses, multi-story residential buildings, administrative buildings, medical and education facilities, water stations, electricity systems have all been destroyed on a massive scale, with disastrous effects on civilians and their human rights, including their rights to health, food, water, education, and housing.
Bogner says monitors are looking into allegations that thousands of people who have fled the city of Mariupol and other areas have been forcibly deported to the Russian Federation and supposedly are being held hostage by Russian authorities. She says UN monitors so far have not been able to verify whether Ukrainian civilians who have gone to Russia have been forcibly moved there. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israel will host top Arab diplomats during U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit early next week. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel says it would greet the foreign ministers of the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Bahrain during the Secretary of State's visit in what would be the latest in a flurry of high-level meetings held across the Middle East. The three Arab countries normalized relations with Israel in 2020 in the so-called Abraham Accords, the Biden administration welcoming those agreements, which were concluded under then-President Donald Trump, and has expressed interest in negotiating additional ones. Israel's foreign ministry says it would host the four top diplomats on Sunday and Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities in the besieged ruins of Mariupol say that about 300 people died when a Russian airstrike blew up a theater where hundreds of civilians were sheltering last week. It's a March 16th attack, would be the worst in the war yet. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.